This is The Thirsty Developer, episode number 5, Brad Jones and the Indie Tech Fest.
So Dave, the last 4 episodes of The Thirsty Developer have been about technology. You know, we talked about Visual Studio, we talked about Silverlight, we talked about the .NET framework, and then we talked about SharePoint. Today's show is going to be a little different. We're going to talk about community, and how fitting that we just wrapped up a great community event tonight.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, tonight we had the Visual Studio 2008 Install Fest here in Downers Grove with the Chicago .NET User Group, and it was a great night. I mean, we had, I'd say, close to 200 people came out, and we had a number of copies of Visual Studio 2008 for people to install. And during the night, we had gave away various prizes like Zunes and Xboxes. And one of the great things that we did was actually had a toy drive tonight. You know, it's the holiday season. And essentially, you know, bring a toy and get an entry in to win an Xbox Elite. I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, there's a mound of toys sitting right next to us as we're recording this podcast.
Yeah, I think I'm getting kind of nervous of this big old teddy bear sitting here.
Yeah, there's a couple of big bears there. You know, this is, you know, in our jobs as Microsoft evangelists, this is really my favorite part is the community events. I mean, I love working with customers. I love doing presentations. I love going to conferences. But community is what I'm about, and I know it's what about you're about too, Dave.
Yeah, it's just a matter of connecting with your community of developers, architects, the people kind of like-minded. I mean, we sit there and we talk about the technology, enjoy learning from one another. Once again, that's kind of what we're doing here with the Thirsty Developer, is the idea to learn from one another through talking about technology. And so the community events, we get a chance to talk to various people about the things that they're doing with the technology. And the cool thing about our job is that we talk to so many different people that are doing so many different things with the same tools and technology, with .NET.
Yeah, and we get paid to do this.
That's absolutely right.
It's awesome.
But first and foremost, I do have to thank you, though. I have to thank you because you drove down from Milwaukee today, and you happened to stop at the Broad Stop there in Kenosha, right? Exit 20, was that what it is?
Highway 20, yep.
Yeah, Highway 20. So, and you brought back some Spotted Cow.
Yep, Wisconsin's finest beer.
Absolutely. Spotted Cow from New Glarus Brewing Company. And no, this is not a Dignation podcast, but, you know, we do like to partake in some beverages every now and then. That's why we do call this the Thirsty Developer.
The Thirsty Developer, yeah.
That's right.
So, to bring it back to our interview today, you know, we're going to be talking about community with Brad Jones, who leads the Indianapolis .NET user group, and he was one of the principal organizers, one of a lot of principal organizers. They had a committee of like 5 guys that really put on the event together. But we sat down and we asked him, what does it take to put on a community event like that?
Right. So, you know, obviously the Indie Tech Fest is a much larger event than what we had tonight. Tonight there was about 200 people, camping out installing Visual Studio. The Indie Tech Fest, slightly different from that in the sense that it was truly a medium conference, a full-blown conference where they had five different tracks.
Total 25 sessions.
Yeah, 5 different sessions of 5 different tracks. They had great speakers come in, some MVPs, some local guys, as well as some guys from outside the area as well, just coming in to want to participate in this event. So it was a very professionally, run conference, and it was a free conference, supported by the Indie.NET user group as well as the SQL Server user group, where they came and collaborated together and put on this great event.
Great. So you want to give Brad a listen?
Yeah, so let's listen on Brad.
Hi, this is Larry Clarkin, and we're recording this live at the Speakers Room at Indie Tech Fest 2007 in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'm sitting here with Brad Jones. Brad, can you say hi?
Hello. Are these on? There's no echo.
Yeah, they're on. So Brad is a couple things. He's a C++ MVP. He also runs the local .NET user group, and he's kind of the mastermind behind Indie Tech Fest. And we're bringing him on today to talk about some of his, lessons learned, the good, the bad, and the ugly of putting together an all-day community event for 400-plus people. So, Brad, are you okay with this?
Sure.
So, where did the genesis of the Indie Tech Fest come from?
The idea of a tech fest or local conference, Indianapolis doesn't have a lot of technical conferences or a lot of events for developers. You tend to have to go to San Francisco or East Coast, or in our area, Chicago, St. Louis, Cincinnati. I often say we're the 34th city on a 32-city tour. when it comes to, you know, big Microsoft events. In the last few years, it's improved. We've got lots of local MSDN events. We're doing dev cares and arc readies and a number of events that have helped, but there's really not been anything to really build and take the synergy of all that and do something, you know, that's kind of a blowout event. And, you know, ever since I started the .NET group 5-6 years ago, we've wanted to do a bigger event. And in this past year, we did a couple of false starts on trying to do this. And then, you know, by pulling together the synergies of a couple of the local groups, including the SQL Server group, and getting a core group of five people together that they'd all had the same idea of let's do this, we were able to begin the planning and to make it happen.
Yeah, so you talked about a couple false starts, but really, you know, I mean, when you approached Dave and myself and you said, you know, we're going to do this and here's the date, I mean, when was that?
When we approached you guys for the actual event that we've done was, I mean, this event, we started the ball rolling in June, probably. The NDNDA group, the .NET developer group, which would be Bob Walker and I, started the ball rolling in the hopes that the Windows group and the SQL Server group would jump on board. And we just go, because you got to get rolling, because if you don't start, it won't happen. So it was July that the SQL Server group came on, and we really, you know, said, okay, let's move. With a core group of five people that did this. So 4 months ago?
4 months. That's what I was, you know, really going to bring up is that, I mean, you guys pulled off a, you know, huge event. I mean, there's five tracks here. You know, there's five sessions each. So you have, you know, 25 different things plus, you know, the keynote, you know, plus we're going to have, you know, a little party atmosphere giving away a lot of stuff. Last night when we came in to drop off some equipment, and A, by the way, you have, you know, three Xbox stations and you have an entire exhibit hall with, you know, probably, you know, close to 10 sponsors, you know, with little tables out there. So, you know, it feels like a real conference just on a little bit of a smaller scale. When we came in last night, there were 400 swag bags piled up in the corner of the speaker's room. And that's just phenomenal that you were able to put all this together. The other thing is, and you can, you know, we'll put up links to the photos. There's also probably 150 books stacked over here as giveaways.
Yeah, when you have worked for a publisher in the past and you know the publishers at all the publishing houses, getting books, you know the right people to ask for books. And again, you know, if you are willing to hand out their catalogs and put them in a swag bag and find volunteers to put them in a swag bag, then they're happy to help as well. I mean, we're trying to help them get exposure. And in return, you know, hopefully about one out of three worst case people today are going to walk away with one of our door prizes. And you know, door prizes help. Good food helps. Good speakers help. So,
yeah, that's phenomenal. You know, and what's the cost of this to attend?
The cost to attend this conference? You have to take a bag that has a T-shirt and stuff in it. In honesty, the real cost is you give us your name and your email address so that we can share it with our sponsors. I mean, that to some people is a cost, but you know, we give that out to everybody anyway. So ultimately, it's free, and you walk away with stuff.
Yes, so there's no hard dollar cost. You get a swag bag. You get to see five tracks. You get to see great speakers. You know, like Tim Landgrave, Chad Campbell,
Larry Clarkin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll be speaking in, you know, probably about 30 minutes. So we'll see how well it goes.
Yeah. We had a debate at the beginning with again our core group of five people on, you know, do you charge $20 or $30 to let somebody in the door, or do you make it free and go sponsor based, get sponsors to help cover the cost? An inaugural event like this, getting sponsors was painful at first until you get those first three or four sponsors. Then it gets easier because they're doing it, we'll do it. But we really decided we wanted to leave it free. I mean, our user groups in town are free, and free is what it needs to be. There's no reason to charge people to come to this, you know, with the downside being a lot of people will register and not show up.
But yeah. So one of the other questions I have for you is, and we talked about this at one time, so, you know, it should sound familiar to you, is there's a lot of people going down the unconference route. I mean, in Chicago, we've actually put on the Silverlight Dev Camp, and we've got a Moss Camp coming up in a few weeks. And we did it as an unconference style where it's, you know, it's unplanned, the attendees decide at the last minute what they want to hear about. Tell me about, you know, the logic that you use between traditional conference format and unconference format.
Yeah, code camp mentality versus conference mentality is kind of how I look at it. And that was, you know, just like the do you charge or not charge. You charge them $20 and give them a book kind of question. You know, just like that debate, we had a debate on, you know, how formalized or unformalized do you do it. And I think that really falls back on your individual community and what your community is used to doing. If we had a lot of people in our community in Indianapolis that wanted to get up and talk about code and be in front of people and were more proactively out there and willing to put themselves out there, then I think we would have put a portion of our conference or our show into more of the Code Camp format. But the truth is, when we ask for volunteers, we a lot of times don't get them. In this community. In other communities, and I talked to other user group leaders, a lot of people do. And so we took the route of, let's do it formalized. We got good speakers in the Midwest and that we can pull in. And let's do something that this city doesn't have. Let's do a full-fledged conference and model it after VS Live or Connections or even TechEd or PDC on a mini level and try to, you know, put that as our bar and get as close as we can to it and give the local people a $400, $500 conference for free. And that was really our target.
So real quick, I mean, because I've done a lot of, you know, glowing, you know, talk here about, you know, how great things are. And, I'm really impressed by the work you did. Is there anything, looking back at it, and we're only, you know, 2/3 of the way through the day, that you do differently?
Well, based on our number of attendees, I would have reestimated the number of people that were going to drop out. A lot more dropped out than we expected. The other thing is, you know, pay attention to the details. We've I think done a great job because we had a core group of people. We checked our egos at the door 5 months ago, 4 months ago, and we all took the stance of the important thing is pulling off a great conference and making it of value to the people that come and not worrying about credit or egos or anything else. It's, you know, it was a collaborative effort among five guys from Indianapolis who wanted to do this and didn't really care, you know, about credit or anything else, but about, you know, just doing the best job we could for the guys around here.
So we'll wrap up with, you know, one last thing is, you know, if you were going to talk to somebody who was thinking about, you know, tackling a conference like this, you know, what are the things that you would tell them? And a couple things just to feed back to you is having that core group of committed volunteers is one thing I've heard of. One thing I'll add is the communication. You know, John, who's on your planning committee, you know, I got, you know, regular cadence of emails from him as a speaker and as an attendee letting me know exactly what was happening. You know, I've spoke at a lot of conferences, a lot of events like this, and I've never got, you know, that good level of communication and let me know exactly what was going to happen. I mean, he almost, you know, described the speaker's room and the style and what was it going to be available to us and everything. You know, it was great. What other things would you point to somebody who's going to organize their own conference?
The communication's critical, and our level of communication via email, and we set up a wiki that we used for some things, was to the extent that several of our email addresses were banned on Hotmail for spam alerts, and I think that's due to the amount of email communication we were doing amongst the five email addresses of the five people pulling this off. So kind of ironic. I mean, and that's the level of we were doing multiple emails a day to make this, just keeping everybody in the loop so everybody knows what's going on. But the other piece is having one person that you know, is responsible for an area so decisions can be made. The biggest lesson I think I've learned today is you don't need 100 dozen donuts for 350 to 400 people.
So that's 1,200 donuts.
Three per person. So, yes.
I didn't have any. Sorry, Brad.
We've got five boxes over by the wall if you're interested.
Well, great. I want to thank you for sharing, you know, your insights on putting together a community-type event. I personally wish that, you know, all communities of a decent size would kind of put this on. And I know for a fact that myself as a speaker, you know, I'll give up a Saturday, you know, and do some traveling. It was 5 hours for me to get to Indy. You know, I'll definitely do that. And I know there's a lot of good quality speakers out there who would do that. You know, they just don't want to take on the burden of putting on the conference and their presentation.
Right. Yeah, and we touch base with Houston. We touch base with Nashville. We touch base with other places that have done the conferences before. And we ask the questions that, you know, we're here. We're going to be on our second year soon, so we've got some experience, and we're happy to help anybody that's in a conference and hope that anybody out there that would be interested in doing one, you know, touches base and says, you know, what tips can you give us? We're you know, happy to help anybody too.
Do you want to give out some contact info, maybe a blog that you got or something, an email address, how they can get a hold of you if they listen to this and want to do this themselves?
You can hit info@indytechfest.com or .org, and you'll get any of us. Actually, you'll get the five guys that ran this. That's the best one to start with. You can actually get to me by going to webmaster@codeguru.com. That's probably the easiest email address of the dozen email addresses I have, webmaster@codeguru.com, which is a great developer site if you got questions or otherwise.
Great. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if you get, you know, an email from, you know, somebody in India maybe who wants to put on this type of conference there. Thanks for your time, Brad.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Thirsty Developer. For more information, visit thirstydeveloper.com. We'll see you next time.
Welcome to Thirsty Developer, episode number 5. I'm Dave Bost.
And I'm Larry Clarkin.
So, Larry, we're finally... I got it. I'm okay.